His dialect may have been different than mine. Your dialect different than hers. Your dialect wasn't like his. But all of a sudden she began to sing, Kumbahaya. They knew the Yah. Kumbahaya. They knew the Yah. They couldn't get the first part, but they knew the Yah part. And they began to say, Yah. They began to praise that name. I believe that. I believe that, brothers and sisters. I believe that wholeheartedly. I believe that. So Kumbahaya. 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 Come by here. Come on by here. Make your presence known. You know how he makes his presence known? Will I tell you? Will you believe me? You can search the scripture. I don't mind you challenging me in scripture. Just don't challenge me with your emotions and your lies and your feelings. Don't challenge me that way. Get the book. Challenge me or show me. I have no problem with recapitulating. But this is one sure way you will know he is in the midst. If I tell you, will you believe me? Will you receive it? He is known by his Ruah of Mishpat. Judgment. He brings judgment. Is that not what the Ruah does? Is that not what the Spirit of Yahweh does when he comes? Does it come to bring judgment? To reprove this world of his sins? What is sin? Transgression of the Torah? Is that what it does? So when he comes in, he judges. He sees everything. Not write your praises, your love toward me, your love offering, your praise offering. He comes to judge. Two or three gather in his name. He says, I'm sitting there. I am. And he is the king of judge. He is the king of judgment. He judged brothers and sisters. He judged every aspect of our life. Parents, can I ask you a question? Do you not continuously critique your children? Is that not a form of judgment? Do you not judge him? What is he doing? What are you doing over there? Well, what are you doing? What are you doing, Kayla? Come here, girl. Is that not a form of judgment? If you don't do that, you're a sorry pap and you're no good mama. He's our great Abba. He's the great Abba. That's who he is. Hallelujah. Where's Josiah? What did he go to? Okay, boy, stay right there so I can see you. You see, that's what Granny would say. Stay right there. I want to keep you in my sight. Well, why? Why do you want to keep the boy in your sight? So you can make assessment. You can make judgment. He looked like he's... Come here, boy. What's that on you? Come here. Come here. Let me look at that. It's a process of continuous cleansing until they come to the maturation of maturity and full age. And that is what Yahweh said, until we are able to eat strong meat. We're not able to eat strong meat. We're just like little babies. We want the titty milk. That's all we want. The same oracles. The same little principles. Where she hurt my feeling, he hurt mine. To hell with your feelings. Your vile emotions, they're shallow. They're hypocritical. You just hurt my heart. Then grow up. That's what you need to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be able to bear a little something. The reason your emotions are hurt because you can't bear nothing. Thank you, preacher. And bless you, Yah. The reason you're so emotionally distraught because you can't handle nothing. You can't forbear nothing. Nothing. You're weak and you're shallow. You have no strength. You're strong man, he can handle things. Strong man, he's not easily move. He understands things and he'll hear the matter. And then he'll straighten the matter out. You got a weak result to some kind of emotional feeling that bewitch you and trick you. Yahweh said the fire is going to burn there in the city. It's going to be consumed. The spirit or the power of Babylon. And this is Babylon, USA. It is a confused nation. The proliferation of religion and every form of religion and every kind of practice there is. It is a confused nation. They are confusing your children in their doctrinal whorehouses. They indoctrinate them with every kind of form of doctrine that rejects Yahweh. They reject your judgment, your strength, your character, your laws. That's what they are training up. Because you don't trust Yahweh. Because Minai and Gad says, give me all. Separate yourself from the sons and daughters. You labor for me. You work because you want to fill their hearts with the loss of their covetousness, with trinkets and little things that will not promote a matador or even your way. I was in the store of the day, and this Indian woman, she said to me, she says, you're a wise man. I said, I don't know about that. She said, oh, you are intelligent. I said, no, I'm not going to say that, woman. Now, because I speak with certain proficiency on a certain thing, that doesn't mean I'm an intelligent man. A bird is intelligent because it understands the sounds of a blue jay, understands a blue jay. Hallelujah. I wish I had the sense of an ant. He told us to consider an ant, didn't he? But he didn't tell you to consider a man. He said, consider the ant, right? All right then. Consider the ant. Consider him. Consider what the ant does. She says, you're a wise man. You're very intelligent. She says, my son wants a car. He wants this. He has money, but he wants me to buy it. What do I do? He's hard-headed. They sit there in front of the computer all day, both of them. I say, first of all, I would take away the privilege on the computer. She said, they will not clean up. They won't take care of the house. They will not do the things. She said, I work 7 days a week. And I get my children. I make sure they have things, whatever they need. I take care of them. I work 7 days a week. My, you're just a mammy. You're not a mother. Come on here, somebody. She's a mammy. She's not even a mammy. A mammy will flop the titty out. The mammies put the titties in the mouths. You understand? She's not even a beast in the field. Because the beast will go to the calf and lick it and make sure it's clean. And every now and then, when the yearling can come and get titty milk. That's right. Watch the beast in the field. She said, I get them everything they want, everything they need. We almost lavish them. I met the kid one day. He was just like one of the boys from the hood. Pants bagging off, shoes. She said to me, he will not wear the shoes out of this store. He wants me to go to South Park, places like that. $150 for shoes. I said, first of all, mother, I would take away his computer privileges. And I would not do those things that you do for them. And I said, secondly, definitely, I will not buy him a car. He gets old enough to want to buy him one, let him get it. Don't be responsible for that. Well, he just wants one. It's about $2,000-$3,000. He said, all the other kids got them, so he wants. I say, mama, let him do it himself. If he disobeys you like that, he's hard-headed. He's a ruthless young'un. If I'd have had time, I would have really laid it out to the woman. But I really didn't have time. I had to keep telling her I must go. She said, and she was keep trying to hold me back. This is the mindset of this generation. This is the power of God. And me not. And this is the spirit of capitalism. What it brings, it reduces them down to beasts. This system reduces a man and a woman down to beasts. There is no emotional or no physical attraction or attachment. There's no sensitivity to touch and the feel. The man lay hands on the woman, she gets cold. She doesn't want him to touch her. She doesn't want to be bothered. She lay hands on him. Move over, woman. Go on. Don't touch me. I don't want that. Ah, quiet, huh? All right, preacher. 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 Go lay it out. He's talking to Israel. Hallelujah. He's talking to Israel. He knows your secret things. You cannot hide. There was an old song, you can run, but you cannot hide. It's nothing like when I was a kid, playing hide and go seek, and you knew you had a shoe place, and all of a sudden you hear something. Of course you become frightened. You know who it is. You know it's Hannah. She says, I see you. I got you. I got you. And you thought you had a sure place. We only have one hiding place. That's in HaMashiach. We hid under the wings of Almighty Yahweh. Your sins are going to find you out. And so that is what the spirit of this power has done. This is what this opening of the gods have done. Is people have lost the sensitivity. They have lost the compassion. They have lost the care. There's no, their lips are not even open with any kind of sensitivity at all. Wives don't know how to be sensitive to their husbands. Husbands don't know how to be sensitive to their wives. There's no interaction of touch and feel, none whatsoever. It's wrong. It is not of Yahweh. Oh, taste and see. I want to touch him. I want to feel him. I want to touch him. And this is the power of marriage, what is constituted on the earth, that the woman should embrace him and sense the strength of his power, and it should flow as he takes her hands and lays there on his bosom every now and then, that she can feel the heartbeat as it beats. She can feel that, and she can sense the strength of his heartbeat. As the Psalm of Solomon, she said, I lie in your bosom and I get the assurance of strength because I lie there in the bosom of my husband, man. We don't want to lie in his bosom. I'm going to preach too. Will not get a check today, but I will get a check up. You understand? Check up today. I'd rather have the check up. He'll give me a physical check up. Spiritual check up. That's all right by me. I'd rather have the check up. Check me out. Check me up. Yeah. I'd rather have that. When a power falls, when a strength is brought down to the rubbles, in this whole house, she's coming down. She's coming down. In all of my verbal expression, I wish I could say it in a way or demonstrate it in a way that it would become so alive in us. The only thing I can give you for assurance, Israel, you that have ear, let him hear what the Ruah of Yahweh speaks, not to America, not to Russia, not to Africa, but he speaks unto his Beitz, his house, his call out, his assembly. Hear what he speaks. If you have any sense that this charlatan here is full of deception, run. Save yourself. Get away. Don't be a stupid fool. Even a jackass in the field, he knows what time it is. It's 12. He knows it's water time. And Master ply on him, he's like, Master, I'm turning around. This is the time I drink. And I'm going to drink. And I'm going to get me some corn. And when I finish that, I will hit the fields again and I will do you an excellent job. Even the jackass knows his master's crib. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And if you say you know him and you allow one like David Roberts to deceive you, to remove you away from the truth like Manasseh did, he convinced all of them to turn away from the truth of Yah. And that is where the voice of Zephaniah, in the midst of all of that debacle, was raised up to speak. We ought to want Yahweh, not these pretenders calling themselves prophets. Not every man wants to elevate himself to a pinnacle. I am a Shuli Shema, an apostle. Come on, man. You've had some one-on-one with HaMashiach. You don't need Benny Hinn's books. You don't need Kenny Copperhead, the snake's books. You just need the book. The book of the power of life. So you're not one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a cultural type teaching that men have been raised under. And because they can use their voice in a dynamic way, they think, I'm an apostle. I'm a prophet. As a power, if you examine yourself by the nobbies of old, you better come with that kind of surefire. Don't come to me with anything less. Because you're going to be set in order by this lowly servant of Yahweh. He's going to set you in order and tell you what you are. Well, who are you? I'm a servant of Almighty Yah. That's who I am. I'm a willing servant that is willing. I will be obedient because I have everything to gain and everything to lose. My wicked ways, my unclean ways, my vile action, my superficial ways, my false action, I'd rather lose them any day to gain the very presence of my Abba. I'd rather lose that. I want Yahweh to examine me. That is what keeps me straight walking the line. This book right here examines me. He has always set the Nabi to examine Israel. And they will look and say, not right. not proficient, not sincere. These old messages of hermeneutics and hermeneutics, they sound wonderful. Historical things, orders and patterns of the tabernacle, they sound very delicious and very beautiful. But it doesn't produce the fear of Yahweh. It doesn't produce the fear of Yahweh. I've watched men, I've listened to them speak on those things. I've watched the folly of the people, their actions and their attitudes. And he has to do things to keep them amused. I will not amuse your flesh at all. I will not give you some kind of amusement. If you want to go to that, go to a wicked amusement park and be amused by some of the trinkets of hell. You will not be amused in Yahweh's house. It's not a place of amusement. It is not a place of trickery and skullduggery, thievery. That's all they do in those places. Steal from you, rob. Trick your mind. Come on, come on, come on. Throw the ring, my friend, and win that pretty little girl, little baby doll. Come on, come on. See how easy it is? Ah, come on. Come on, try it one time, all right? Okay, how much is that? $5, $5, $5, $5. Just give me a 5 spot and try your luck here. The power of Minah. But these folks call themselves loving Yahweh, but yet they do that. All right, here are the rings, my friend. All right, try it, all right. Whoa, you mess on that one. I know because you got some phony stuff here, man. It's not real. It's a fake ring. The ring that you gave me, it's a little small. It's not perfectly, the curvature, the circumference is not right like the one you gave me. The one you gave me, I can hit it every time. Oh, you lost. Try it again. Look at the little girl. Her eyes are a little watery there. They're a little milky. Come on. Try it again, my friend. Here. Take 3 and try it again free before you do it again. Try the free ones and get one. Okay. I'm ready to pay now. Here's 5. That's what the Spirit has done to the people of Almighty Yahweh. Place them down. As the old wicked ones would say, honey, don't make me lay my religion down. So you lay down the Torah, the truth of Almighty Yahweh, to satisfy this corrupt power of Minah, of Gad. That's wrong, brothers and sisters. What Yahweh teaches us, we must obey it wholeheartedly. We must be sincere in our applications unto Almighty Yahweh. I don't want to be a phony or false one. I want to be real. Yahweh says, and the merchants of the earth shall weep, and they shall mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore. It is the power of this pagan, ruthless system, brothers and sisters. No man buys her merchandise anymore. What merchandise? The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen and of purple and silk and scarlet. And of your wood, and of your matter, of vessels, of ivory, and manners of vessels, of precious wood, and of brass, and of iron, and of marbles. And it gives us the preciousness of the things that fill this house. It calls this house to be strong and powerful. And her gold and her silver, your gold and your silver will not deliver you. It is the strength of her gods. It is the strength of Minah. It is the strength of Gad. It is the power that causes one to reap under this capitalist system. And when one look at their law, it's almost like someone when they get their precious woods. Can I show you an example? You've gone through this. They buy new furniture. And they sit it in the house and they sit back and look at it. They don't want nobody sitting on it. You know, Granny, she had her furniture. You didn't even go in that room. She really didn't want guests on that. Then she had it covered with this old plastic, this old uncomfortable trash. You sweat your hips off just sitting there. That's what you would do. And so they would go back, they would walk past the room, just look at it. Just look at it, because that was the God, that was the power of Minah, that was the statue, that was the house of Minah and Gad in their homes. Everything that we do has some kind of religious implication, brothers and sisters. It is some kind of form of worship. And worship is this great reverence or these accolades we bestow upon things, those gods or things that we elevate to a place in our lives that we are very careful with them. And so they'll be very careful in those rooms. You cannot go sit. You cannot go in there. Don't even try it. You're in trouble. Don't try that. It had to be a very special occasion. It had to be when the preacher man came, or when the power of God was invited, or when Minai came. That's what it is, brothers and sisters. He says, so all of your merchandise, the form of your gods, your worship, and that is what this Catholic, this Jezebel whore, this religious whore, and that all the Catholic whore is, she's a religious whore. She's a prostitute. She tries to wreak favor with every nation. She compromised with the Muslims. She compromised with the Coptics. She compromised with the Hindus and everyone. So we will meet on an evil keel. We will talk about God. We'll talk about God. That's what they talk about. They can meet with the Islamic world that say Allah Akbar. They can meet with the Yadims that say God. They can meet with the Hindus that say God. They can meet with the Buddhists that say God, Gad. He meets with all of them. They all have audience with him. And they never infringe upon one another's Gad because they're literally serving the same God. Because they all have one desire, that is the fortunes, the wealth of their people, their parishioners. That's all it is. And the richer the people that are under Catholicism, the more the whorehouse gets. And the more she gets, the more she flaunts her riches and her power. The more she's able to convince and to change and to alter situations in the world. Yahweh for Israel always alter or change the situation or take them through the situation. And so the power of democracy and capitalists changed things in the world today. It changed government. It changed the ideas of people. It changed their identity. It changed their past and everything. That's what it does. It never leads us to a place or a path of comfort, of great strength. It never does that. It never. There's only one pathway that is right. And that's the pathway of Yahweh. The other paths are crooked. Your false path. Deacon Mitter reminded us to enter in at the straight gate. Because it's narrow and straight. That leads unto the way of Yahweh. And there's something that is so profound there. And few there be that find it or ever enter in. Few. There's not a lot that enter into that gate. Because broad and wide is the gate that leads unto destruction. Is this gate in America broad and wide? Can you be a homosexual and a preacher here? You can be a bulldagger lesbian and call yourself an apostle in this nation. You can be a faggot, rebellious Jezebel woman and call yourself and some effeminate man standing beside you. He called himself the bishop and you are the pastor. That's a lie from hell. It's an abomination. A woman's role is to teach other women. You can't teach a man nothing, woman. You can't! Let the devil trick you. I got the word in me. Well, if you got the word in you, honey, you will know your place. You can't teach your man nothing. And a man's got to have a weak spirit to allow a woman to rule over him like that. Even as a young, what we call Christian, I wouldn't allow that. I wouldn't allow that. Heard a man hadn't been saved 6 months. Didn't even know scripture. And yet that lodged in my mind and stayed with me. I knew it was the truth. He said, show me anywhere scripture. He said, there's some men down the street with a tent. They say, you come there and you show them, anybody show them, where a woman has the power to usurp authority or preach or instruct a man or reprove him. That's vile. You think I'll let Sister Robbins get up here and say, Deacon, I rebuke that woman, you Jezebel, you heifer, you're not even a cow. Beast, you better sit down. Take the sword and cut your head off. You think she take, look, Deacon, I want to, hold up, Deacon, hold on, I'm the pastor's wife, huh? I'm a sitting here, man, woman. You hoe! That's what you will be, a hoe. You won't do that here. You think you're tough preacher? No, he's tough. Hallelujah. He's bold, he's brazen, and he's right on time, too. Sure is. Sure is. It's not the strength of Yah. Yahweh has a mandate, his order, and his structure. I'm the head of Yahshua. Yahshua is the head of man. And man is the head of woman, not just a wife, but woman. If it was nothing but women, they have still the head. That doesn't mean you lay with them. Or mean you take them for wives. No. I'm still the head. Well, bro, pastor, I got no, shut up, woman. Shut your mouth. Well, I don't think you're doing things right. I think you got some bitterness. Woman, shut your damn devil mouth. If I got that, Hamashiach will show me. I crack this book and he'll show me, you got that in you. Sure he will. Sure he will. Sure he will. We don't realize the mistakes that we have perpetuated, and they're wrong. Let me move on. You're right, Deacon Horn. I'm not going to be able to finish this, but I'm going to continue this, brothers and sisters. I really am. I think it has some wonderful nuggets in here that will strengthen us in this course as we go. He says, listen to this. He says, and the fruits are your desire, your palate, the fruit that your soul lusts after, they departed from you. He said, America, you're coming down. And what does the soul in America lust after? Things. More things. Cars and clothes. That's all it lusts after. There's fictitious beauty. There's false beauty. You see the women today, their hair blonde and red and purple. That is the power of enchantment. It's sorcery. The witches used to do that. That's how you know a witch. That's what she did. Like that. And most of you, if you had the opportunity, you will go that way yourself. Blonde hair. Blonde eyelashes. I showed this woman the other day. I see her often when I go to when I go to Walmart. I see the woman. She's a crippled woman. Her deformity. I'm not bothered because my wife is crippled. I don't like to see her hurt like that, but she's crippled. One leg is short, she got a prosthesis here. And she walks like that. But the woman is always painted up, and she thinks that's her beauty. I think the last time, I think Thursday, I went to Walmart. I'm walking because I check out. Usually when I have certain things, I just go to the checkout counter and do it myself. And so I had checked out some things that I had purchased. And there this woman, because I know her face, I know her look. I know the woman because it's just of her appearance. I don't know her personally, but I know the woman. And there this woman was, as pitiful as she looked, with her nails under this thing, just blood red. I said, look, wow. This woman that looks like that, you would think that she would work on something that will produce a beauty that is not based upon some false witchcraft spirit. You don't tell me that's not a witchcraft spirit. It draws, it seduces men. It draws men. Yes, sir. That's all it is. That's why the world got every woman. That's why you see them. I don't care the color of skin, the size. I don't care how they look. They all are given to that. I will not even put my hand on their feet. I will not. They're getting pedicures and nail cures and everything there is. You know the witches and the witches brew. You know the picture we have of witches. They will always have this long hair, would they not? Come on, brothers and sisters. These Jezebels today, this witchcraft spirit, that's what it does. And it gives them this hubris. They say, they just know. You find the young boys today, this witchcraft spirit, that's how they wear their hair today. They don't want to look like men. When a woman thinks she's a man, that is a bewitched spirit. She's bewitched. When a woman goes after other women, she's bewitched. Because they receive not the love of the truth, Yahweh gave them over to a reprobate mind. We heard that other night, didn't we? And they would do those things, perform those things that were unseemly among themselves. Women burning in their flesh for women, men for men. We sit in the highest places, don't we? We sit with Mr. Foley. We sit with one of their conservative Christians, Republicans, a bunch of faggots up there. Now though, Roos is coming home to Roos, finding that most of their key people are faggots, homo perverts, faggot dogs, butch bulldaggers. That's a twisted damned in my mind, a bulldagger. That's a stupid mind, a faggot. Now doesn't realize he's a man. Got all the attributes of a man. He's trying to twist his hips like a woman. That's a twisted, demented, deranged, foolish man. And these are the folks that run our affairs in this nation. Bring me up there. I'll set the whole house in order. There's a power of sorcery. It's in the highest places. That is why that spirit overtakes the people, because of sorcery and enchantment. Can I tell you something, mamas and daddies? I want to tell you something. I believe this, and Scripture shows us this. It is a vital thing for the love of the father, the Abba, to be in the home. Women, you should never try to run your husbands away. You should never try to speak to them in a way that is inappropriate. If it's your home to live with a man, live with a man. He doesn't have to walk your way. He doesn't have to serve you. If it's your home to live there, you be quiet, you obey, and in your quietness, you will begin to see the strength of the man. You begin to see the character of the man. Women, you run them away because of your talk, your mouth, your words, and that house needs the daddy. I'm telling you, man, you need to be with your young'uns. You need to see them raise up. You need to bring them up in the fear of Yahweh. You need to be that man. Man, you need to be with your young'uns. You need to be with your young'uns. You women that enemy use you in your petty, immature ways, in your juvenile ways. Well, I don't like this. To hell with your likes. I want you to hell with what you want to do. You do what Yahweh says do. He tells you to honor your man. Obey him. Obey every word he says. Don't allow that damned up Jezebel spirit to come in like it's coming to Israel. That we will obey our man and everything he commands us. Come on, say blessing, Yah. You might as well say it. You won't stop me. Not one bit. Period. You don't like what I say because that's you. It finds you that, doesn't it? Sure it does. Because you don't want nobody to teach you which way to walk. Get upset. But I'm going to teach you. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to cry aloud. I'm not going to spare the one of you. That's right. As far as me, my house, this bed of Yah, we're going to serve Yah. My mind, my heart, my strength. That's what he tells us. To love Almighty Yahweh with all your mind, all your heart, all your strength, and all of your being. So as Yahushua says, as far as me and my house, this house here, we're going to serve Yah. As far as my bed, we're going to serve Yah. Hallelujah. We're going to bless Yahweh. Hallelujah. And if she dines at the house at the table, she's going to serve him with me. If she doesn't want to eat off the table of Yah, want the table of the wicked and the putrefied puke of the wicked, go, Jezebel. Go. I mean that emphatically. I mean that. Won't take it back. Will not stand back. Not one bit. I said I got a thing for men. I got a man's thing. And Yahshua, I got a thing for him. It's a real thing. Yeah, I got a thing for Yahshua. Yeah, I got a thing for Yahshua, the Son of Man. I got a thing for him. I got a real man's affection for him. He knows it too. And he understands it. Why? Because he got a man's affection for me. He says, brother, friend. That's what he says. I got a man's thing. You have to be a man to understand the thing I got for him. Twisted-minded man can't understand that. I got a man's thing. Got a man's thing for him. Hallelujah. He had a man's thing for you. Then he gave all, didn't he? If you think you're getting out with giving this superficial offering, you are deceived. That is what the Spirit of God has done. That is what this form of God worship and Minah has done. It has removed the mind away from the things of Yahweh. It has segregated the thoughts so far from Yahweh that we get perturbed. We get upset when even the thought of him, or even when we talk about him, when we hear the preaching, it disturbs us. When is he going to quit? When are you going to stop your sinful, wicked, damnable ways? That's why when Stephen began to preach, he said, "You wicked, you stiff neck, you uncircumcised heathens in heart, you always do resist the Ruah of Yahweh. You're just like your pappies and your mammies." They say, to hell with this. They stop their ears. See, that's what you do. You allow your mind to be drawn by Gad because of your democracy. Because you are an entrepreneur, you establish your own riches. You're captivated. I ain't gonna hear that. You ain't gonna hear that, honey. I will. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. So you're captivated by that. Do my own thing. Not his will, but my own thing. That's not what he has dictated us to do. He has a path that is sure and is right. It's right. It's a sure path. The merchants of these things which were made rich by, are the merchants of this Gad today, are they made rich by you? They merchandise mortgages. They merchandise credit cards. They merchandise everything. That's all they do. They merchandise trinkets and trash. Well, you sisters around here get enough books, mine, to set Rome on fire. Enough books come here. I say, my, sometimes it's that thick. I tell them, if there's anything to me, don't bring it, throw it away. Don't bring me nothing. Don't bring it back to me. Because I don't want it. And it mesmerizes you, bewitches you. Oh, I want that. Oh, look at this right here. Look at that. Look at you. Look at Deacon Horn. Deacon Horn. Look at it here. Thank you, my brother. Oh, this is so cute. The merchants are being made rich. It's a trinket. It's made in Chinatown. Slave labor. It's a bewitching. And our eyes can't have enough. See something next week. Ooh, 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 ooh. It's almost like a child going to the store. Mommy, give me this. Put it back. Please. I see me that sometimes I say, look, oh. Sometimes I say, I wish this was Saudi Arabia. Shut up, Yagan. You could do it there. I guarantee you that. There you let a wife walk out and she's walking in a way that's right. Man looks at her, I don't care if you got a husband. He whips the fire out of her. They beat them. So the women are very careful in those nations. Children too. That's the truth. That's the truth. You can go to those nations and do the things you do here. Hallelujah. It's a culture that is taught. The men don't treat the women the way they should. It's wrong. The scripture tells us to love our wives. And that doesn't mean you cater to their lust and their sinful, wicked, corrupt ways. You bring them up, you be an example of what Torah teaches. Was not Yahshua that? Did Yahweh so love the world? Did he so love the world? Did he tell his Shalishim to leave all things? Lay it all down, come follow me. Did he tell them that? Sure he did. Sure he did, brothers and sisters. So he tells us to love our wives as Yahweh loved the assembly, as HaMashiach loved us. So that doesn't mean we cater to their... Is Yahweh that he speak forthright with us? What's wrong with the husband speaking forthright? He deals with his wife according to the knowledge of Yahweh because knowing she's the weaker vessel. Now how could the weaker vessel be my head? How could she be my strength? That is not a diminutive of the woman. It is a strength choir because she listens to Yahweh more attentive than the man does. Because he allowed man to have her, that she will not allow upon her own strength, but she will allow upon the shores of Yahweh and bring a fervor and a power to her home. But that Jezebel says, oh, you want Ahab, you want his vineyard, I'll get it, baby. That's what it does. It's a beauty. It makes the man complete. It makes the woman complete. That's what it does. You talk loud, preacher. I know I talk loud. I'm not going to stop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It makes them complete. That's what it does. It forms a perfect union. That is what it does. When a man tried to rise or reduce himself below his place or the woman above her place, and that's what this whore has done. I use these demonstrative superlatives because that's what we are. We're a nation of whoredom, brothers and sisters. When we try to rise up above Yahweh, say, I'm not going to do it. He's going to bring us down. And he warns us. He warns us of that. And if you don't believe scripture, don't even waste your time with it. Go on like the beast of the field. Go live and die. That's what they're going to do. I was looking at Watson. He's getting pretty old. And I said to Brother Allen this morning as we were walking, I said, you know, it's either I'm going to have to sell Watson because I don't like him interacting with the little heifers, cows that have come from under him. Most of the cows have been produced by him. I says, either we're going to sell Watson, or either we're going to turn him into hamburger. It's one of the two, and he'll make a whole lot of hamburger. Steaks, too. Just tenderize him. That's all you do, run that thing over him, and just, he'll make a whole lot of that. I looked at him and said, he'll make a whole lot of meat. Sure he will. And of course, I'm going to take him to the market. I probably won't get what I could get for him. So it's almost better to just turn him into hamburger and then just buy another bull. That's how you do it. Watson has no affection for that brood or those heifers and bulls he's produced. There's nothing there. We're not of that nature. We ought to have the heart of HaMashiach. This is how we know, men know we are the seed of Yahweh, Yisrael. We love one another. And not this superficial love. This is a false. It's not even a platonic love. It is not even that. It is a love of dissimulation. It's hypocritical. It's false. It's phony. Well, if I go tell that brother something, he's not going to hear me. How do you know? Don't do it out of your own. Don't do it because of your wickedness. Don't do it because you haven't dealt with your own wickedness. You deal with what's in your left first. Hallelujah. You're not coming. You think you're going to straighten out HaMashiach? That's what we try to do, but it's not going to happen. Truth. I'm going to close here. I'm going to close from here. Listen to this. He says, "By her riches were they were made rich. The merchants were made rich by her. Stands afar off." And fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. They're going to weep over this nation. When she fall, the nation is going to weep. Because their God, the power and the strength of their God will be lost, their God. They're going to stand back and fall off. They're not going to help her now. But they're going to weep. They're going to weep about her because their merchandise, their riches will be cut off. When the proliferation, what we see today in this nation around the world. The nuclear power. Believe me, if it's one thing that Evangel Hartsfield would tell me 27 years ago, he would say to me all the time, Brother Roberts, there has never been a weapon that man has created and used. He has never used it. They will use it. And it's going to befall the nation whereby there has been the power to bring it to great power or to escalate the strength of it. And America, she's going to fall. She is. She's coming down. Your house is coming down, devil. This is the devil's playpen here. This is Shaitan's kingdom. This is the stronghold. Because from here the gates of all the gods are open. The gates to all the gods are open from here. You can find more information in America about every religion, every god, every form of religious practice in this nation than any nation above the face of the earth. There's no nation that possesses the books we have. There's no nation that possesses the kind of resources we have. None whatsoever. None. Take a nation like North Korea. Mr. Jim there. Chong Jim. Those people, they're not even fooled by the outside world. Very little electricity. They have nothing like what. They don't have the American programs coming in. They don't have that. They don't have the filth from the European countries coming in. They don't have that. They don't have that. Isn't that amazing? Because you care about those things more than you care about the things of Almighty Yah. You can spend countless of hours watching that. If we had televisions here, some of y'all would never come out. You spend hours eating cookies, eating and watching that thing. Chips, it makes you eat, makes you feel your gut. It calls for the God of the belly to be satisfied. You don't have to receive it. It's still the truth. It plays on your lust. You want something to eat, you don't even want what you want to eat. You want something, you can't even figure out what you want. Because it plays on you. That's what it does. Yahweh's going to have a people, whether you're part of it or not. You know, Deacon Benny said, that we others that leave. That's all right by me. I have no problem with that. I think Deacon Benny is more adamant about that than I am. He tells me all the time, Pastor Roberts, pack them all up at one time. Let's get them out of here. Let's get the truck. He said, get them out of here. I want them out of here. I have no problem with that. None. Period. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. What about you and me, Brother Josh? And Obadiah. That's right. I had to put the whip on you, the word, the stick, the rod. You put it on your right. Is that all right, Brother Josh? All right. I'm going to stay the course. I'm on this ship and I'm sailing. I'm going to stay the course. I can't go back that way. I'm not getting any younger. I'm getting older. So there's only one road ahead of me, and that's the road into the kingdom. I would be a fool to turn my back on Yah. I wouldn't do it. It says, and said, my, the great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Now, I know that there are those that identify this character with the city of Rome, Vatican, a little city. Do you understand, brothers and sisters, that that nation within the city is not as big as what we have here? It's not big as this place here. It costs $100 million a year to run it. It's not big as this. From my house to the end of that property up there, what we own up there, is a half a mile. Vatican is not that. It's not a 2 miles. It's a small little place, an entity within a nation. And America is the small. It's only 5% of the world population. We use 37%, 40% of all the gas and oil. There are only 800 million cars in the world. Do you hear me? There are only 800 million cars, and almost 50% of them in America. We eat almost 40% of all the meat in the world today. Do you understand that, brothers and sisters? 5% of the population eat almost 40% of all the meat. We consume almost 40% of all the natural resources of the earth. 5% of the people. You think that a nation like this, a greedy, piggish, hog nation, can sustain this? 1917, there were 1 million people in America. 1965, there were 2 million. 100 million in America. 1967, there were 200 million. And from 1967 to now, it will be 300 million folks here. You think it's going to continue that way? You think things don't continue as they are? They're not. It's a false illusion. It's a false perception. That's what it is. So the nation's going to stand or fall off because this nation is decked out, isn't it? Oh, come on, brothers and sisters. The fine linens, fine sheets, they ask operatory. Her sheets that she uses, the ones she, I don't know the name of the designer, but they were, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 or 3,000 counts or thread counts. I mean, that's something that is so fine and so delicate, boy. It puts you to sleep just to lay on that. The stuff we sleep on, brothers and sisters, that's not like what they sleep on. 200 counts of sheets from Walmart, no. What they sleep on is just, it's another world. She had come from Somalia, and they asked her, said, do you feel guilty sleeping on your sheets? I mean, you're talking about someone paid $5,000-$6,000 for a set of sheets. That's what they pay. That's what they pay. It's not sleeping on like what we sleep on, believe me. I'm telling you. Their mattresses are not like ours. $200-$300 mattresses. Get a little hump in after one. No. They don't sleep on stuff like that. And she responded, she says, no. First of all, because I'm rich. So I should sleep on something like this. I'm rich. I can't help it. I mean, that's their plight. I will do all I can to help. But no. You would think that there would be some humility there. That she would just sleep on the floor for a night. And understand the discomfort or understand even the comfort of those that have very little. We don't think like that. Because we have no compassion, brothers and sisters. That is what the Spirit of God and Minah has done. It has removed compassion from us. It has taken that. You have no sensitivity to one another. You really don't. That's why the young women today, they don't know how to be sensitive to their husbands. Daughters don't know how to love their husbands. You really don't. Get with someone to teach you. What? Can I tell you all this? When I was a young heathen, I've always watched other men that I would admire. I didn't even have to know them. But I would look at them. Maybe the way they walk, the way they carry themselves, the diction. I would look at that and I would learn because I was an ignorant kid. So I would look at other men and I admire their astuteness, their attitude, their character. And I would learn from those men. I would watch them and say, that's right to do. I said, that's a wonderful thing to incorporate in my life. I'll do that. And that is what I did. It was right. Do you see someone that's walking the straight and narrow way? Then find out what they're doing and do it the way they're doing it. What's wrong with that? I learned things from men that were wicked. They still did it right. To the pure, all things are pure. To those that are defiled and unbelieving, there's nothing pure. What they did was still pure. It was still right. So why not use it? It works. Let me read these few scriptures here and I'm going to rest. He said, for in 1 hour, so great riches has come to nothing. In 1 hour. And every shipmaster and all the company in ships and soldiers, and as many trade by the sea, stood afar off. And they cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like to this great city? Do you not know, brothers and sisters, hear this. Do you not know the week before that the towers went down, it was one of the most tremendous galas of events in New York and in the harbor there with ships from all over the world? Do you know that they were there? It was in the papers. We'd rather read Ann Landers. Hallelujah. But it was a display of all the nations. They brought ships, all kinds of ships, and all kinds of replicas of ships. They were there. And from the harbor, you can see the Twin Towers. Yahweh says that your strength and your beauty is going to be brought down. It's coming down. And they cast dust on their head. And they cry and weeping and wailing, saying, that great city wherein we were made rich. All that had ships in the sea by reason of her coastline. And that is what she is on, the coastline. For in 1 hour, she's made desolate. 1 hour, she's brought down. 1 hour, there's no power in her at all. Brothers and sisters, men and nations have been made rich from that kingdom oppressive city called New York City. They've been made rich, powerful. They've gained much. Because the gate of the gods are open. The immigrants, that is one of the cities that they all flourish in. They will come to the harbor of New York. And the queen, the whore of the world, stood there with a false crown of paganism, with a raised hand in defiance, say, I give you liberty and not him. You understand that's the strength of Babel. It said to the folks, we will have our own liberation. And the one that created us will have no power control to speak. For we will exalt ourselves above him. He had to confound them. Because what they had begun to do, nothing would have been withheld from them. That's why there's time you are so confounded. Because some of the things that your heart thinks, nothing is withheld from you to do it. Unless Yahweh calls this stupidity and this stupefied attitude to befall you. That's the truth. I tell you the truth. Because you would do it, brothers and sisters. I would never do it. Oh, yes. That's why it troubles you. Because you would do it. May Yahweh bless you. I'm going to stop there. Big and horn, I'll finish this. I will. I got plenty more to go. But that's all right. This is enough to feed us today. I do bless you all. You that are listening on the live stream, we welcome you all today. We bless you all. Wonderful. We have a wonderful crowd today. Whoever you're listening, we bless you. We do bless you. Stay with us because I'm going to make an announcement here after a while. And I want you to be a part of this announcement. But I do bless Yahweh for that. I thank you for all of you. May he strengthen you all and cause your love to be enriched. And you may have the strength of Almighty Yah. And his power may fill your love. And you may love him above all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged. As the old Kiddush would say, I'm encouraged to go on this way. I'm going to press on into the kingdom. Shaul said, when I first came to speak, no man stood with me. They all forsook me. They had nobody stand with me. That's all right. That's all right. He said, but it did not prevent me or stop me from doing the things that Yah commanded me to do. I'm determined with great determination. And I bless Yahweh for the brothers that he has blessed me with that have shown a consistent faithfulness. I do. They're faithful to him. And then they have strengthened the love of this preacher. And I bless them. I don't say it often, but I do. Brother Sean in his quiet way, I bless Yahweh for him. I do. Brother Kevin doesn't talk much. We don't interact much. But I still bless Yahweh for him. Brother Charles Brasfield, we don't talk as much as we used to. But I thank Yah for their faithfulness. And their willingness to walk and to endure even the battles with me. And to stand by me. The young men. I bless Yahweh for them. All of them.
the labor, Brother Eldon, all of them. I thank him for the brothers. I do, brothers. I bless y'all for y'all. I bless you. I thank you. I thank you for your consistent over the years. The battles that I was raised in, even when your doubt begins to spring forth, yet you had the ability to hear. And Yahweh by his word brought that light to you. I bless him for that. Young men like you, Brother Josh Morton, Brother Josh Horn there, over the years he's been a faithful young brother as the word has brought that invigorated life unto him. And very few young men like that. That is the truth. There ain't many young men like that. They're foolish. They're in drunkenness. They're lost. We're in a day where a man, he's more precious than the gold of Ophrah. You can't find a man today. You find boys and effeminates. You don't find men today. You can't find, you can't even find wives for them. I don't know why I'm sharing this, but Yahweh does. Hallelujah. You're blessed, daughter. You wives that have husbands, intrigue them righteously. And love them. Honor them. Love them. Reverence them. Yes, husband. Yes, husband. Yes, husband. Yes, husband. Yes, husband. Yes. Not always raising your voice. Being angry. It's about the beauty of your mixed spirit that causes his heart to be developed. There's nothing like a man. When Yahweh made him, he made him indistinguishably different. He just made him different. There's something about man that is just, even the powers of hell realize that. Even the Shemayim say, my, what a splendid thing that Yahweh has done from that. He has a strength like no other beast. Wives, you don't have the strength like a man. That's just the truth. And so he gave you, he gave the man one that that would comfort him and cause his strength and the understanding of his strength to be utilized for the purpose of Omaria. That's why he gave him Eve. And she caused him to sin. Because he listened to her. Well, I please her. No, don't please her when it comes to sin. You please Yahweh. He wants us to please him. Do all things to please him. So I bless you, our brothers. All of you, brothers. I bless you all. But these brothers, I just wanted to do that. Yahweh put them on my heart days ago. I wanted everyone to hear. We got a large crowd, so they're listening. But I bless him for these brothers. I do. Who, Brother Charles? Come on, Brother Kevin. Oh, Brother Sean got his way. That's all right. He's able to hear me. He's able to listen. Sure he is. And I do bless him for that. I thank him for faithful young brothers. You don't find them today. You don't. To young brothers, I bless you all. I do, brothers. I mean that. I sincerely. Thank Yahweh for Brother Dale, Brother Dolph, you brothers. I do, brothers. I do. I thank you. I bless you, Yah. Your kindness toward me, your love. Nothing like a man loving another man, because men, we really don't understand that. We don't understand the depths of it. We really don't. That's why y'all say, love your wife. What do y'all talk about? The things of Yahweh. Our health, our families. How do we enhance the community? That's what we talk about. How do we make it more attractive? That's all. That's it. There ain't no bunch of foolishness around us. It just isn't. Ain't no gang saying. Ain't no foolish talk. All of our conversation, Brother Charles, has been about the things of the Spirit, brother. You know that. So I bless you always for that. Bless you, my brothers. You, my sisters as well. I bless him for that. I would love to see all you sisters in that unanimity of spirit with the love that is so fervent and pure. Not this dissimulated hypocrisy. I said to a sister, one day Yahweh is going to send me some sisters. He doesn't have to send me sisters. Just you all be sisters. I will know your pure sister because of the love and the fervent kindness you have toward each other. You're going to have that. You're going to have to. You're going to have to. It's the truth. Truth, daughters. No doubt about that. Does it check your attitude, your personality? You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to. Your young ones, you're going to have to. Correction. Reproof of instruction. That's the way of the kingdom. That's the way of life. You know you have life in you. where there's reproof and instruction. We just don't like that, do we? May Yahweh bless you all, our friends and our listeners. May Yahweh bless you all. But before I close today, there's something I want to share with you. Come on up here, Brother Patrick. I want you to sing that song for me, that song. Let me say this, that we bless you, Pastor Hunter, and all you, Brother Micah, Sister Micah, my friend, Brother Alex. How you doing? Bless you, young brother. So wonderful to see you all. And Elder Wideman, his wife, Sister Peggy. So wonderful for everyone. Sister Tucker, bless you. May Yah strengthen your heart. You that are listening, may He strengthen you all. Just wait a few moments. We're going to have Brother Patrick to sing my song. He knows the one that I'm talking about. His strength is... Perfect. Which one is that you sing, son?
His strength is... Strength.
Yeah, I like that. And then I will tell you what I have to tell you. All right? Is that all right? You all can wait for that. Come on, son.
I can do all things in Yahshua who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what He can do through me. No great success to show, no honor of mine own, yet in my weakness He is there to let me know. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in this power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. We can only know the power that He holds when we truly see how deep our weakness goes. His strength in us began when ours come to an end. He hears a humble cry and proves again. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in His power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. Raised in His power, strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in His power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect.
Do bless Yahweh for all things. Sometimes I get emotional. Go and play that song. I certainly don't mind the tears either. I think about the love of Yah. I see what Yahweh has done in the lives of young men like Brother Patrick, Brother Randy. It's one thing that their daddy had enough honor for me. He would tell them, stand by, Pastor Ron. Stay by. He could see beyond even the indifferences or whatever. He saw something greater than that. So he gave them a charge. And of course, his wife, and she has been faithful by me as well, Sister Horn. It's been a great delight. Of course, Evangelist Horn is not here. He's gone on. I watch these young men mature into young men. And my desire is to see them with a wife. I want them to have a wife. I want Brother Patrick, Brother Randy, fine young brother. And so as I've prayed to Yahweh, as and Brother Patrick, sometimes I would say things he couldn't understand that. But he had to understand that I had his best interests in heart. I didn't want him to be deceived. He's a young virgin, Randy. They have no experience. They know nothing about a woman. Bless Yahweh. They haven't practiced the corrupt things like many young men. They haven't gone that way. That's a beautiful thing. You don't find that. And he will always have a jewel. For those he withhold no tough thing from those that walk upright. As Brother Patrick tell you all, not any of you all that I lay the axe to like I do with him. Because I know what Yahweh has raised them up for. And I lay the axe to him. I mean, I lay it. And that's the truth. He knows that. And I watched him many times the tears flow, crying. But that did not stop me from withholding the axe. I had to lay it to the root of the thing that was in him. And so as I began to pray, Yah, I want them to have wives. It's right. It's not good for them to be alone. I haven't talked to you all. I've talked to some of my brothers. We talked to Sister Horn and got her approval. And I talked to Sister Katara too, because she takes care of them. And someone coming in and taking her place may create a little something. And so I told her, this is what Yahweh had put in my heart to do. And so Yahweh has blessed two beautiful sisters, young virgins. They speak English. They're coming from Ghana. We've already taken care of everything and just a few things that we need to take care of. And I've been working on that quietly, talking with my elder, Deacon Bennett, Brother Dale, and Deacon Horn at times, and sharing with them. You understand that in a country like that, their culture, they've taught a discipline and an honor for the husband man. You can't hardly find a wife in this nation. I was talking with Brother Nathan. He said, you can't find, if they find one here, it will be a jam. It's difficult today. It's hard. You can't hardly find daughters. The strength to love Yahweh is hard. It is sad that a young man like these cannot find a wife in this country. The daughter's not been taught that. So he has to go all the way across the world. They don't know each other. They're virgins. That's all that matters. They're pure. That's all. A man in Israel, he never held his wife's hand before he married her.
They talk very little. And I receive the report. As the pastor says to me, and their beautiful sisters, pastors, they won't give them no problem. They're quiet. That's all right. I've talked to the young daughters, and they're happy. Brother Patrick, Sister Latika, she's happy. Sister Mary, she said, I'm happy, Pastor Roberts. I'll send pictures of these men to Africa, to these sisters. And they're more than elated and happy to come and to be their wives and to be faithful unto them. And I know this is Yahweh's will. I know it is. I want Brother Patrick to have a wife that will submit, understand obedience. Because one day, if this thing shall tarry, he shall be one of the leaders here. So it has to be that way. And I want my wife to give him hell. It's wrong. It's wrong for any woman to give her husband hell like that. It's wrong. It's not of Yahweh. That is one of the most vilest and evil things for the face of the earth. It opened the door for everything. She must obey it. She must. Because of the mindset of this country, they have not been taught that. They've been given over to whoredom, the daughters. The girls of those countries, they're barefoot. They have nothing. But yet they have a love for Yahweh. And that's the beauty. And they're beautiful. Their appearance is beautiful. They're beautiful daughters. And when they talk to me, it's such a wonderful reverence. Yes, Pastor. Yes. I'm happy to come and be with Brother Patrick and Brother Randy. And that's all right. So I haven't been sharing anything with you all. No more Sister Horn. Few of the brothers. Haven't talked much. Because that was a process of things. Which I believe it should be in this nation. It was what we call a dowry. These young men labor around here. They don't go out and work, but they labor. A dowry for the wives. And so I got Sister Horn's approval this morning as I brought her over to look at the pictures. So the brothers looked at it. A little display. And when we dismiss, you all can see Brother Patrick's wife. And by the customs of their law, they're already married. And Pastor Aji, we bless Yahweh for him. He stood in proxy like a daddy. They're a precious man. They're a fine pastor for these brothers to be their fathers, to stand in proxy, and to do the presentation. He had a photographer to take pictures, and he sent me pictures. Brother Patrick, Sister Latika, Leticia, I call her Latika, and Brother Randy, Sister Mary, and I think what they display is a beauty. You know, at times, Sister Horn and I, we've looked at the pictures, and the tears will come to our eyes. Certainly, they come to mind. When I think about the day of great reunion, I do cry. I sat there one day for an hour, better the tears, crying because I'm very happy. Sisters, I know, come on, brothers and sisters, this is Yahweh's will. But what about the sister? Yahweh sends a man, sister. You can't hardly find a man. Where you going to find them? Tell me. Show me. You go out there and find a man, bring him back, and I'll tell you if he's a man. Can't hardly find them. That's just the truth. You cannot find them. They're not to be had. Whether you rejoice or not, I will. So here's the pictures of the wives. Brother Patrick. Sister Latika. These daughters of Zion. And will come and be their wives here in this country. She's a beautiful young sister. Sister Mary. And Sister Latika, for Brother Patrick, for Brother Randy. So you that are listening, we're going to have a great wedding feast here. We want you to come. You're invited to the wedding feast. And it shall be a great celebration. And a time of
great delight. We want you all here, Brother Mike, all of you all. We're going to have a wonderful day that day of banqueting and singing before Yah to celebrate the beauty of Almighty Yahweh. I had other sisters that sent their pictures, even some older, and they were virgins. But these are the ones that Yahweh sent, and you will see as you all see them. It will be beautiful wives for our brother. And they shall be here around the first of the year. We shall bring them to this country, and they shall be spouse unto these brothers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But what about me? Just be happy for that, sisters and brothers. You understand these young men? They have not gone and polluted themselves. Randy has not touched some other woman. This young brother has not done that. He has not done that. He has not laid his hand on the breast of a woman. They have not. They have not. They have kept themselves pure. They have not done these erratic things, these vile things that young men do. They have not done that. They kept themselves pure. They have not polluted some daughter. They have not done that. It's enough to rejoice. Come on. You rejoice for nothing else. I'll rejoice for that. They don't have to marry them. But if they trust my judgment, that I believe is right on this one, I truly do. It's the right judgment. Find them one in this country. Show me where they are. They're not there. You can't find them. Where are the men? Where are the men for you sisters that have no husband? Tell me. You can't find them. And that is the truth. You all right with that selection, son?
What's that,
you all right with that selection?
Yes, sir, Pastor. I'm too.
Lady. Yes, sir. I'm your lady, too. She's ready to come, both of them.
Yes, sir.
And they are happy. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. For your name is excellent and great. As we close this last great day, let it be an inspiration to the Levim of the people of Israel. Cause your light to rise in us, Yahshua, as never before. And that our strength may abound mightily. Thank you for your purging and cleansing. For the washing, the regeneration, and the renewing of our mind in Yahshua. The messages that have been spoken to us, preached, declared, taught, let them go with us as we began to prepare the soil for the time that is ahead. And at this time next year, we will have an abundant of fruit. We will gather with great praises and offerings unto you, Yah, with a great feast of celebration. You more at. We love you today. We bless you. For Yahshua, our friends, and listen that support the words, bless them, strengthen them. Bless Brother James there in New York. Strengthen him in his home, I pray. In a mighty way, Brother Nathan, and the labor there in Houston, Texas, bless him. Our precious friend, Brother Jerry, Sister Maria there in Dallas, Texas. Bless them, I pray. Strengthen us all and keep us. Until this time again, we thank you and we bless you. In Yeshua, O Christ, hallelujah. 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 Yah bless you all.